shit, I thought a few. Especially on the day of I'm about Sinfa. Rashi brings in Parshas Kedoshim, so Rashi, Omer Rabbi Akiva, ze klal godel batera. So what does that mean, a klal godel? By us, every mitzvah is there's no mitzvah bigger than the other. What does that mean, a klal godel? In Teres Kayanim, the Teres Kayanim, it says, Omolei ben Azai, ze sefer toldos odom, ze klal godel yoisam izah. That's a bigger klal. What does that mean? What does that mean? This is a big klal, that's a bigger klal. Ze sefer toldos odom, the end of the pasuk is, B'tzelem alekim b'ro yisai. Yidua that the Rav in Pirkei Avos explains why the Pirkei Avos begins with Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai. Aymer Anish, since the Chachmei HaUmos also wrote Sforim on ethics, on Midos. Library is full of such Sforim. Asher bodu milibam. It's their own invention. Each one invents voser alt is good, voser alt is richtig. And so Mamela, therefore the Tana wants to come to tell you that the Midas and the Musorim that are written here in Pirkei Avos are all coming from Sinai. But there is an essential difference between the ethics of the Umos HaOlam and Lahavdil, the Midas that we learn from Sinai. And that is as follows. That at the very best that the Umos HaOlam can offer, they are offering a reciprocal arrangement. If you are nice to me, then I'll be nice to you. If you don't damage me, I won't damage you, and the world will be a very nice place to live in. Now, it's completely an invention, because whenever something gets in their way, some amela that they push away. In many societies, they killed unwanted babies. Today, they do the abortions. Kahena. But at the very best, it's a reciprocal arrangement. And that's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. But the Torah HaKadosha has a totally different picture of what it means, Bein Odom Lachaveroi. And that is, when Rabbi Akiva said, Ze klal godel batere, he meant as follows. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha is a general mitzvah. It's a general mitzvah. Under that mitzvah come all the mitzvahs of Bein Odom Lachaveroi, Lo Yisigno, even Lo Yisigzo, and I know as Dvorim, and Loshen Hore, and Lo Yisolin Pula Sochi Yitchad Poike, all of the mitzvahs of Bein Odom Lachaveroi are included under the klal of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, because the Ribbono Shel Olam says, our system is not only reciprocal. It's true, it's a reciprocal system. If I'm nice to you, you'd be nice to me. I'm mechabed my father, my children be mechabed me. That's true. But that's only the very beginning. The first thing is, the Rebbe Shlom wants you to love your chaver. He wants you to have a derech eretz for him. He wants you to appreciate him. He wants you to want to be mated with him. That's the klal godel. Omer Rabbi Kiva zeh klal godel b'tayra. The Haftal Reacha Kamecha is a klal under which we have many protim mitzvahs on Bein Odom Lachaveroi. And that Ben Azai came along and he said, Yesh lonu klal godel yoysem izeh. Mehob nach agresen a klal. And that is the klal from Sefer Tildes Odom, which he really mustam meant the end of the Pasuk, but Salem and Lekim Bara Oysom, that a person is deserving of respect and honor and consideration because he is created B'Tzelem Elokim. He is special. He has in himself endless capacity. He has an ability for Kedusha and for Hechakite. And that is the underlying, that's the rule under which V'yahavta L'Reyacha fits in. Avada V'yahavta L'Reyacha, everyone wants you to love him. But why should you love him? Because he is created B'Tzelem Elokim, because every human being is precious. The Rashi in Parshas Kisetze V'chiyye v'ish chet mishpat moves v'humos v'solisa oisoi al eitz. Machlokes, if this goes dafkana on a Megadev, on the Birkas Elokim, or on a Kolan Iskolam Nislin. Rashi says, "Kilolas." It's a zilzul for Elokim when a human being hangs. Zok Rashi, "Zilzulay shel melechu, she adam asui bidmus diyuknai." A person is created, it doesn't mean in the physical, it means in the spiritual likeness in whatever way that is. B'tmuz diyuknei, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'Yisroel heim bonov. Marshal l'shnei achim ta'aymim. Two twin brothers. Shehayu daimen l'zeh l'zeh. Identical twins. Echot na'aseh sar. Ve'echot nitfas l'listiyos. One became a great ruler. And the other was taken it was a robber, it was a criminal. Echot nitfas l'listius v'nitla, and he was hung. That's not what we do, but that's what happened. Kol ha'roya oy hasar tolui. He says the sar is hanging. Look at that, because they look exactly alike. So too, it's a kilolas elokim. It's a zilzul for the Ribbono Shel Olam when a human being hangs because he's created b'dmus diyuknei shel yitzchai. That is the cheshivus of ben adam l'chaveroi that we have. So when the person passes by, this robber, this Al Capone, who's hanging on the scaffold, he's supposed to think to himself, what a pity that person who had the capacity of fulfilling what a Tzelem Elokim means, and there he is, and he's hanging on the scaffold. In Parshas Bereishis, we have a Rashi which seems to be very sus. The story, Noach got drunk, planted a vineyard, he got drunk, vayesh ben ayayin vayishkor, vayizgal v'seicho haloi. So, Chom saw, he told his brothers, vayikach shem v'yefes es asimbo. Shem and Yefes took the garment, vayosimu al shchem shnehem, and they placed it on their two shoulders, like a blanket, and they walked in backwards that they shouldn't see him. He was too drunk to know if they saw him or not. But it's not that they should see him in that state even when he doesn't know. Very great madrega of kibudah. As they turned their faces, when they had to turn around to cover him, they turned their faces and they covered him. So Rashi is bothered by the diktuk in the pasuk. Vayikach is loshen yochid, and then it says shem vayefes should be vayikhu. Zot Rashi. Vayikach shem vayefes, enksi vayikhu. Doesn't say vayikhu. Ela vayikach. It says he took. Vayikach shem. I mean, that's what it means. Vayikach shem. Ah, vayefes and yefes also. Limeid al shem. Shenis ametz b'mitzvah yoisa. He endeavored. He put an effort in the mitzvah more than yefes. Yoisa miyefes. Lekach, therefore, zachu bonav letalis shel tzitzis. So his children were zeiched the mitzvah of a talis shel tzitzis. V'yefes zachu likvura lebonav. By Milchemes Goyg Umoga, Yitzir Shenema, Eten Legoyg Mekoyim Shom Kever, and Goyg will be from the descendants of Yefes. So that's their reward, is the Talis Shel Tzitzis. Their reward will be Kvura by the Milchemes Goyg Umoga. Chom Shabiza is obviously taken away in captivity, unclothed, that'll be his punishment for being Mavaza, his father, in his state of embarrassment. So the shaila is, first of all, Saif kol Saif, they both took the blanket. So in what way was shame misametz b'mitzvah yoisa miyefes? And secondly, why is it lafichach, lakach, therefore, because of that extra imutz, he got a talis shel mitzvah, and he got kvura labona. Why is it that shame received a reward which is kulay ruchnis, and Yefes received a reward which is gashmis? And why is it that Shem received a reward which is for all dayreis, and Yefes received a reward which will be a one time in history? It hasn't happened yet. Although I don't know if it's far off, but it hasn't happened yet. So we have to know as follows. The Malbim explains that Noach had three very different children. Shem is a ish eliki, a godly person. Oved elikim. Yefes is a ish medini. He's a civilized person. All the European nations, I mean, Europe is gone, is over and done with, but up until recently, the European nations were more or less civilized, organized. Chom is a ish behemi. That's the African nations. In the Medrash, it's mashma that Shem took the talis first. Vayikach Shem. But it was a big blanket. So Yefes came along and he said, I'll help you. Maybe he called him, I'll help you. So the mitzvah began with shame. The initiative to the mitzvah was with shame. And that's the whole difference here. What's the chilek? We have a rule in mitzvahs, mitzvah ba yaisa mibishluchai. A mitzvah that you can do yourself is a bigger mitzvah to do than to send somebody else. You want to take truma, mekadosh ha'isha, ish mekadosh ba yibishluchai, mitzvah ba yaisim mibashluch. This 1 minute of difference made the whole difference. Shame's attitude in being mechabed his father is that he's doing the rotzen habayrei to be mechabed his father, the shloisha shutfim ba'odam, ke'ilu kibduni. Everything that it says in Masechet Kiddushin about the godless of Kibud Av, that's Shem's kavona. Shem is doing avodas elikim in his ben odom lachaveira. In his ben odom lachaveira, he sees in his father a tzelem elikim from which he descended, from which he came forth, and he needs to be mechabed him. Not just because if he's mechabed him, his children will be mechabed him. And life will be, the world will be a nice place to live in. But because his father is deserving of this covet, because he's created B'Tselem Elikim, and because of the extra Yisran that he's a Shleish Shutfim, B'Adam is one of the Shutfim together with HaKadosh. Yefes is also Mechabed, his father, but with a totally different kavana. It's nice to be Mechabed parents, it's a good thing to do, makes the world a nice, he's a Ish Medini. Is a ish medini. So therefore, but by ish medini, there's no rule of mitzvah vayayis and mibishluchai. What's the difference who does it? Abizo Kitamver, and as long as it's done. So when it came time to cover Vayagid Lishnayachov Bachutz, when it came time to cover him, so Yefa said, Shem, go ahead. Go ahead. And Shem chapped the mitzvah. On that minute, on that 1 second, the history of the world now took a turn. Because Shem is a Ish Aliki. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, a Maisa, which is Avodas Hashem, a Maisa of respecting the Tzelem Elikim in a human being, is deserving of a reward which is Ruchnius. Because that's Kulay Ruchnius. And Ruchnius is forever. Anything which is Ruchni lasts forever. Anything which is Gashmi is only temporary. Lekach, therefore, Zachu Bonov Letal Shel Tzitzis. He got a reward which was a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. He was zeicha to another mitzvah, and the mitzvah will be forever. Because just like his maisa will last forever, so he was zeicha to a mitzvah which will last forever. But Yefes, whose kavana was totally b'derech gashmi, therefore Yefes will someday get a gashmi's reward, that the bodies of the harugim of Goig will be removed from kvorum based Yisrael, and they'll get kvor. Vayemahu eten legoig mekayim shom kever, and it's only going to be one time. We know that the Alte von Slabodka, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, used to say as follows: Der Alte von Kelem hat gehad tausend Schmusen. I have only one Schmus on Godless Adam. Everything that he said all his life was around Godless Adam. That's why the Mahalach of Slabodka was to be Meroimim, the person to see. He spoke many times about this concept that a human being is created B'Tzelem Elokim and a Yisrael is Bonav Shalmokim. This was the Mahalach of Slabodka, not to emphasize the negative as much as the positive. Kelim was different. Kelim was different. They Kuli Alma Maidah to both, but the Chala was where to put the Dagish. So this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from us. That the covet that we give to another Yid should be the covet that we give somebody who is created B'Tzelem Elokim. Yesh lanu klal godol mizeh. That's the underlying principle behind even V'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha, which is the klal godol for all the mitzvahs of the, at least of Benon L'Chaveres, to L'Shoynes and Rashi and Shabbos, but at least of the Benon L'Chaveres. And Yesh lanu klal, Ben Azeh said, you have even a bigger klal, because the klal of B'Tzelem Elokim Boro Oysom is the underlying siba behind the Ahavta Reyach Kamecha. Yashakech for the schus and a good Shabbos. Why is Boro Oysom?